www.thebeatsofmetal.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Literally anything goes on this show. Whether it be political, whether it be personal, whatever you want to talk about, we will talk about it with you. And it is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can also log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there for you with dozens of ladies who have sent us their pictures of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors. It's not a beauty contest. It's just to show off that Free Talk Live does indeed have female listeners, and they are indeed such fans of the show. They took the time to send us their photograph, which is really great. So log on to freetalklive.com and check that out. Also, all the other cool stuff that we have on the website, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org.
That's right. And again, you can take control of the show at 800-259-9231. If we're talking about something that just bores the tears out of you, don't tune out. Call in and change the topic. It's that simple. On this show. Of course, it's Jason Wednesday, so Jason, let's start with you tonight. What do you have on your mind?
On my mind? Well, it is Groundhog Day. It is that.
Is it? I didn't even know.
Yeah, and I really don't care. And I just wanted to say.
You mean you don't care what Punxsutawney Phil ended up doing this morning?
Yeah. No, I don't care. I don't care.
This is the, of all the holidays there are, you know, right, there's a fat guy in a red suit that delivers presents. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's a little bunny that delivers candy. You know, this is the worst one. There's a meteorologist groundhog. There's a groundhog that can tell what the weather's going to be like.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is
the farthest stretch.
The claim is certainly absurd, but at least we know there really is a groundhog.
In fact, there is a groundhog.
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
And he lives in Pennsylvania.
Right.
I want to know, how did the good folks of Punxsutawney manage to get this? I mean, did they start Groundhog Day?
I think they did.
I don't think they did.
I think they claimed it
for themselves.
No, I think it's one of those small town attraction sorts of things.
And
that
it just grew into?
Right, like some small towns, their claim to fame is that they have the largest ball of twine in the world,
uh-huh.
You know?
Yep.
So as you drive, you know, man, once you've been on a cross-country trip,
yes,
in
there
this
are
nation,
lots of stupid little landmarks.
You've seen all the silly little tourist traps that different towns around this country have, and it's their claim to fame, and it's just that Punxsutawney happened to get one that brought him a little bit of attention and actually ended up having a Bill Murray movie made.
What I love is
about it.
The funniest
part is...
Which
was a good movie, by the way.
The only good thing attributed with the name Groundhog Day.
That's right.
The best part of the whole holiday is the fact that some Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania bureaucrat every year goes digging in this hole and manages to get bit at least three times for his trouble. Because this, I'm telling you, this is how Groundhog bites the crap out of these
really?
Guys every single year.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I thought they just let him out of a cage. No, he's
no,
actually in the ground.
He's in the ground. They go digging for him in the ground. And
so
they,
wait a minute,
they
always have to put him
bit.
In. Well, they have to put him in the ground first, right? Because how else would they know where he is?
I guess they've got him fenced in or something.
If
you watch it on television, you'll always see him out there. I don't know if it's the same spot or anything like that. And they report, you know, this time the, you know, stupid bureaucrat only got bit twice. But never.
Now, what does that mean? I mean, does each bite translate into a thunderstorm or something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, who's
really
up with
amusing,
it, right?
It's really an amusing holiday, though.
So today is Punxsutawney Phil Day.
Yeah.
All right.
I wonder how many times he bit the crap out of one of the city commissioners.
The man in
there.
The silly hat. Don't they always wear, like, a top hat?
Sure, yeah, and they have a banner across.
Yep.
These guys have quite an outfit for February the 2nd.
And, of course, if it is indeed a government occasion, that means the taxpayers there are paying for it.
I wonder
how many of them actually appreciate it.
They're the ones that bought the golden shovel that they used to dig poor Punxsutawney Phil out of the hole with.
And what does Phil think about the whole process?
Well, Phil's pretty pissed.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
He bites them on a regular basis.
But you son of a bitch, I'm trying to sleep.
Right. Guys getting exploited annually, right?
And gets nothing for it, I tell you.
Yeah.
What do they do? Like, open up a can of dog food for him? And
What do groundhogs eat?
I don't know.
Probably bugs and ants and stuff.
I think
right?
they'll eat dog food.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure. They're about the size of a little dog.
If you know what
a dog food.
Now I got to know. If you know what a groundhog eats, go ahead and call in at 1-800-259-9231. Proof indeed that we'll talk about anything. Did you have a comment on that? Because man, which kind of went off on it. I didn't know that was going to happen.
It's my favorite little
My comment is just that the entire concept of the holiday is lame. And there are people out there who sit in front of their televisions transfixed. Is he going to see his shadow? Oh, I hope he does. I hope he sees it.
Really?
Fools. Pay attention to something important.
No. I think that it's a good holiday. I really do. I think that it's fun. It's kind of interesting. It adds a little spice to life. I don't have that bigger problem. I just like the fact that Phil bites the politician every
twice or two or three times.
More politicians do deserve to get bitten, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
So 800-259-9231. How about you, Matt? What do you have tonight?
I have, I got some of this Drug Policy Alliance stuff. Because
if you don't have anything good, we can talk about triple X porn.
Okay.
Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, I think it's better than what I got.
It's interesting. Last night we talked about a cable access show that was airing some pornography on a station, the cable access station up in Seattle. And we basically made the point that, well, if it wasn't for government involvement in the cable companies and kind of like the sweetheart deals that these cable companies have, there would be no public access channels, most likely, because they're nothing but money losers. Nobody makes any money off of these things, and it only attracts the lowest of the low end as far as people that want to get on the air. And I don't mean just people that want to put porn on the air. I mean just the worst kind of programs that you could possibly imagine are probably on public public access broadcasts.
So my name's Crazy Willie. Watch me so.
Well, you've actually got some up where you live in a different area of Tampa Bay than we do.
That's right.
I think you actually do have some public access channels up there. So have
we
you
have
seen
it up
any
down here, but nobody wants to watch
no,
it.
No, we don't have any down
no,
here.
No, they have it available. It's just that nobody uses it. I'm
no,
telling
it's
you the truth.
It's not.
It is available.
Are you talking about Blab?
No, I'm talking about public access. Nobody wants
There's
it
a
here.
Government channel, but
nobody,
it's not
no,
public
I'm
access.
Telling you that nobody wants it. Nobody has called in and asked for it. I checked on
right,
it.
Oh, right, right.
We
you
could
mean
put
like
Free Talk Live on if we wanted to.
You mean if you wanted it, then they'd have to give it to you.
Right.
I see. Right. Well, thank goodness. So something's going on in Seattle with porn being on television, but this is a little bit of a different situation. In this case, the cable company is actually considering adding a hardcore porn channel to their lineup. It's happening in, I guess, Los Angeles. Adelphia Communications Corporation. Apparently, they've been considered to be the industry prude for a while, a very conservative company, has now become the nation's only leading cable operator to offer the most explicit category of hardcore pornography. Coming this Friday, triple X-rated programming will be available on cable for the first time in a major media market, of Southern California. I mean, that's probably the first time ever in America's history, actually. I mean, because everybody's got the Playboy channel. But that's not hardcore porn.
I don't see a problem with it. People go out and spend a lot of money every year on pornography, and they do it from their home and their computers.
Right.
It's an industry. I don't see any reason why you shouldn't be able to pay for it and get it on your cable channel. I don't see particularly. I don't know why. I would think that people would want to watch, specific stuff, and therefore would want to buy DVDs or get it on the internet.
Actually, this particular channel is going to be supplied by Playboy Enterprises, which was a little bit of a shock to me because I always thought they were just kind of on the softcore end of things, but apparently they're moving into that particular area.
Interesting.
It will not be advertised and could be blocked to prevent children from watching. It will be delivered through video on demand technology, which is now. So that's kind of what you're talking about. Instead of going out and renting a DVD, you'd be able to maybe surf through a selection of hardcore pornography and then get it on demand, basically order it directly to your house.
I don't see a problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, if you do have a problem with it, 1-800-259-9231. Does this show that there's moral decay in America? Call in. Let us know. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can always change the topic if you'd like. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. We're talking about pornography. Woo. That's right.
Woo-hoo.
Porn on cable. We'll get back to that here in a moment. But don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com where there's no pornography. Well, not entirely. We do have a semi-nude woman on the Shrine of Female Listeners, but she's covered.
I don't think that could be considered pornography.
I don't think so either. But then again, everybody has a different definition of pornography. You know, to some people, even showing, you know, a little bit of skin is considered pornographic. I mean, look at the Amish, you know. They cover it all up, just like they used to in the beginning part of the 20th century right. And the late part of the 19th century.
A little bit of leg showing. Whoa, that's
not a good thing. Yeah.
God knows you want to anybody see your knees.
Whereas like somebody
when boys see knees, they think terrible thoughts.
Start going crazy. That's when the devil gets in your head.
You know, it doesn't really matter to me, knees, you know, calves, fingertips. Mm-hmm. I can think bad things about them all. It doesn't really matter to me. Lust is not limited to by any of those things to me.
Good point.
And I think that every guy pretty much, you could dress him in a big bear suit, you know, like put a big fuzzy bear head on him and, you know, like gloves, like a big sleeper pajama outfit.
No, you wouldn't know if it was a woman then.
Basically.
Then you'd be like a furry.
I could just hear her talk and I'd know.
Furry.
That's why they got burkas to keep you from.
That must be why. 800-259-9231. So don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. It's a relatively safe website, but you should, if you got kids, you should still keep an eye on because the bulletin board system is a little unpredictable. But you should check out the archives. Those are just the last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. So be sure you grab them up at freetalklive.com. There's no membership fee or anything like that. So check that out. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Talking about, again, Adelphia Cable Company now going to be adding hardcore pornography to their Southern California division, which apparently is a radical departure for Adelphia, the largest cable provider in Southern California and the nation's fifth biggest cable provider. 5 years ago, Adelphia stirred local controversy by dropping the Spice Channel, which was a popular soft porn channel, from newly acquired cable systems in Southern California because Adelphia founder John Regas considered X-rated programming immoral. And he's entitled to his opinion.
Sure. And it's his business. He can run it any way he wants.
But today, the 80-year-old Regas and one of his sons are facing prison terms after being convicted last summer for looting the company and engaging in fraudulent accounting.
Well, that doesn't
dirty seem, hypocrite
doesn't seem so moral.
Well, yeah, apparently they think that
you
that's
know,
not
it's okay to
a problem.
Steal from your employees and it's okay to lie about your income in a public sense. The
but
SEC.
Showing a little breasts on television,
right? But God knows you couldn't show somebody's boob
or sex, which every adult in America probably is engaged in at least once in their life,
or at least wants to, right. Hopefully.
Or, yeah, or has a severe desire to do so. That's just something that really bothers me about people that have a problem with pornography. It's just sex on film.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I understand.
You know, if you have a problem with pornography, I want you to look at yourself in an introspective moment. Just for a moment, think to yourself, am I kind of pent up inside?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are my whole philosophy, is it kind of bent? You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense to me
either.
Ask
yourself these questions.
Why? I mean, is it just a religious thing? Is that what it is? Is it somehow tied into religion? Because, I mean, I don't...
If God thought it was bad, why did he have us do it?
Why did he make it feel good? I mean, I can understand. I mean, I don't believe in God or anything like that, but you do.
I do. I do firmly believe in God. I think you're stupid.
I mean, if there
not
was
believing in God.
Well, if there was a God, though, I mean, seriously, I'll go with the line of thinking just to explore it. If there was a God, and it really was true that he didn't want you to have sex, wouldn't he make it burn? You know, wouldn't he make it...
Yeah. Something bad would happen.
You know, when that goes in the hole, wouldn't he make it, like, shooting pain inside you or something like that? Instead, it's one of the most pleasurable things that human beings can engage in.
Yep.
So, I just don't understand our reticence towards it in this particular nation.
Well, God also doesn't like long hair, or facial hair, for that matter. Yeah, there's a lot of things he doesn't
like. Or setting his plants on fire and inhaling the smoke from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, God knows he doesn't like
really
that.
Really doesn't like
well,
that.
Well, one thing's for sure, I don't like people telling me what God does or doesn't like.
Right.
Because how dare you suggest that you know, or that, I talk to God.
Right.
God speaks to me.
You know,
so
and whatever
know
you think is good for you, because that's what your religion is, because that's what you believe God's saying, that's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah, if you want to ban porn from your household, by all means.
Yes, sure. Please do.
But it's not going to stop your kids, though. Just to let you
just
know.
So you know.
Yeah.
My mom's a Sunday school teacher, and I think I was in kindergarten when some boys from the next street over found a nudie magazine, and we all looked at it out in the woods.
Ooh.
Six years old. 6 years old. I didn't even know words for what I was looking at, but I didn't know. I could tell when I was looking.
Now, before we go too far with this, I don't want to make it sound like I'm encouraging everyone to just have sex without thought. I mean, obviously, sex is risky. Sure, it's pleasurable and everything, but it could get you an STD. It could get you something worse. It could get your girl pregnant.
All I'm saying
and that's
is
not good. None of those things are necessarily good.
Keep your morals out of my life.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You got no business putting your morals in my life. Now, how I handle my sex for my life, that's fine. You know, it's good for me.
And
just keep your morals out of my life.
It's even better when they come on and say, now, I think what Jesus was trying to say,
yeah, right.
what he was meaning,
what Jesus meant, really. It's that same philosophy that put the whole Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Trinity was never mentioned in the Bible. Never mentioned in the Bible. And hell is not really mentioned thoroughly in the Bible.
They talk about a lake of fire once or twice.
Once or twice.
That's
but,
about it.
You know, it does... The Shiloh is mentioned much
so
more
they've really
often.
Blown. You're saying they've really blown the whole hell thing out of proportion.
Yes.
And nowhere is hell specifically mentioned in the Bible.
Right. Mostly they talk about the grave. And that's about it.
Gotcha.
There's a lot more mentions of the grave than there are of hell. And they kind of picked whatever books, you know, Jewish myth type books that they wanted to put in the Bible. There's lots more. Even the Jews have lots more. Lots of stuff that we don't get. We don't get those. You don't need those in the Old Testament. They ain't right.
You know, the most
God didn't want them. He wants you following them.
Oh,
and there's lots and lots and lots of books in the in a New Testament. They're Gospels written by Mary Magdalene, written by Thomas.
That's right.
Gospels of James. There's all kinds of Gospels that have been discovered. But you don't need them neither. Them's heretical documents, and they don't really hold Jesus up as
a
Godhead
in the Bible.
They are not in the Bible.
Books that have been discovered, books by the people.
Books that the church has looked at and decided that...
Let's leave this out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. At the Council of Nicaea, they...
this doesn't support our agenda, let's leave it out, that kind of thing?
Yes. It is alleged, right, that at the Council of Nicaea they decided, let's make Jesus... You know, that we've got two philosophies going on here, that Jesus was a great prophet of God, and in fact he was God. We're here sitting together, and we've got to come on with one story, folks. Either he was a great prophet, or he was in fact God. You know, all in favor of God, raise your hand. Aye. All in favor of great prophet, raise your hand. Aye. All right, God's got it.
Right.
We're going to toss out these books. Now, that's just, you know, it's alleged, and, you know, it's difficult to know one way or the other. But the fact that there's doubt around it means that there's doubt.
Yeah,
you know?
Precisely. There's... also an alleged gospel written by Jesus, which apparently stresses the importance of individual faith.
You know, that's what makes me so angry about the New Testament. Jesus, God, came down, walked on this planet for 33 years and didn't so much as write his telephone number on a cocktail napkin. Nothing! A little note to Mark would have been nice.
1-800-259-9231. So we're going to come back, talk a little bit more about sex, a little bit more about porn, and abstinence. That's the other issue we haven't touched on yet that the religions just love to push. Abstinence. Does it work? We'll find out next on Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
There is a lot of confusion in the health and dietary supplement marketplace. There are claims and counterclaims wild enough to drive intelligent people nuts. Well, don't despair. There's one sure way to avoid the confusion and get outstanding quality at reasonable, almost wholesale prices. And that's to join my Carotec Health Club and get straight information from my newsletter, True Health. And you also get outstanding dietary supplements from Carotec, the company I started, and we earn our trust the old-fashioned way we provide quality and performance. Membership is only $36 a year, and you are under no obligation to purchase anything. You can simply take advantage of the True Health information if you wish. Check it out. It's a free catalog. Absolutely free, that is. 112 pages of solid information. You call toll-free 1-800-522-4279. Write it down. 1-800-522-4279.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control and bring up anything that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and sign up for our updates. Whenever there's something new about the show that we need to announce, whether it be a new Shriner or a new affiliate that we want to clue you into, you're the first to know if you're on the updates list. And you can be on the updates list just by logging on to freetalklive.com, clicking on updates, and following the quick, easy sign-up process. It is indeed that simple. So we're talking about sex, talking about pornography, talking about this country's kind of reticence towards even, well, I guess discussing the subject.
Yeah.
Some people don't even want to talk about it, and if this makes you uncomfortable, call in, change the topic. You're welcome to do that. But I think it's interesting why some people are just so afraid of sex and... and this isn't a sex,
interesting.
This isn't a TNA show. I just want to let you know that we're talking about the issues, not necessarily.
I think it's interesting that pornography is legal, and but prostitution's illegal.
Yeah,
so
isn't that?
You can pay a woman for sex as long as you film it. It's legal, but if you don't, it's not.
Maybe she's an actress.
I mean, this doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry. I don't get it at all.
Yeah, well, actually, pornography is apparently, from what I can tell, illegal to create in a lot of states. So you actually are violating the law by creating porn in most all states except for, I think, California.
Nevada.
So, maybe Nevada as well. But, I mean, otherwise, if you get caught filming porn here in the state of Florida where we're doing the show from, you could get in some trouble for that, I guess.
Hmm. Yeah.
Of course, how are you going to catch somebody, you know? I mean, most of it's done indoors, so you're pretty safe.
Ugh. Imagine that.
Well, here's another bit of a kind of side to this whole sex / pornography situation and religion. Looks like a study has found that abstinence programs haven't done a damn thing to influence teenagers.
Duh. How about that?
Abstinence-only programs like those promoted by the Bush administration, with our tax dollars, don't seem to be working on teenagers in the president's home state, according to a state-sponsored study by Texas A&M University researchers. The ongoing study, the first evaluation of the abstinence programs across the state, found that students in almost all high school grades were more sexually active after undergoing abstinence education.
They're more sexually active after the education.
That's what they found. Researchers don't... Isn't that interesting? Isn't that consistent?
Yes.
Every government program that has ever been created has either done nothing or created the opposite of the program's intentions, whether it be the war on drugs, the war on poverty, the war on terror... in this case, the war on sex is creating more demand for sex amongst teens. Like it's the old forbidden fruit issue.
Yeah.
You tell the
take
kids
it away,
not to do
they
it?
Want it more.
Right. Researchers don't believe the programs encourage teens to have sex, only that the abstinent messages did not interfere with customary trends among adolescents. According to A&M researcher Buzz Pruitt, quote, "We didn't find what many would like for us to find." Pruitt cautioned against drawing overarching conclusions from the study, which is incomplete and does have flaws. For example, the study lacks a comparison group, so researchers can't say whether the teenagers would have shown an even greater increase in sexual activity had they not had abstinence education. Well, even if that was the case, it shows that the abstinence education had no effect whatsoever.
Damn thing.
It either had the reverse or no effect.
Right.
But scientists welcome Texas's contribution to a field lacking solid data. The federal government will spend $131 million this year on various abstinence-only education programs. $30 million more than was spent in 2004. Many public health experts are concerned that no one really knows what the government is buying. I don't think even the government knows what they're buying with our tax dollars.
They're buying the complacency of most Americans.
Well, because God knows they don't want to teach their kids about, you know, they don't want our kids finding out about sex. They'll want to do it if they're doing condom education and all that other stuff. So they give this other useless education.
Don't do it.
Abstinence is bad. Don't do it. I mean, abstinence is good.
Sex is bad.
And it's just pointless. Now, I'm not saying that people's kids should have to be educated about condoms. You should educate your kids about whatever you want to educate
mm-hmm.
them about.
Mm-hmm.
But I shouldn't have to pay for either of them. Because I don't believe in abstinence. I don't believe that abstinence education works. Itself works, but only if you choose to follow it. And you can't make anyone choose to do anything.
No, I'm afraid you can't.
So I don't want to have to pay for your abstinence education. As a matter of fact, I don't really like the agenda that the condom companies have either. So I don't want to pay for their condom education. If I don't have kids, I don't want to pay for any of their education.
I agree with that.
I want to pay for my kids' education when I have it.
It's the way it should be, but in this communist nation, that's not how it is. Among the findings in the Texas study, about 23% of ninth grade girls in the study, those girls are usually about 14 years old, already had sexual intercourse before they received any abstinence education.
That couldn't have been happening when I was in high school.
After taking an abstinence course, the number among those same girls rose to 28%. A level closer to that of the peers across the state. Amongst ninth grade boys, the percentage who reported sexual intercourse before and after abstinence education remained relatively unchanged, because boys will lie about it all the time.
Because the numbers are useless.
In 10th grade, the percentage of boys who had ever had sexual intercourse jumped from 24% to 39% after participating in an abstinence program. Still, public health experts say these and other studies may eventually help fashion abstinence-only approaches that can make a difference. So the fact that it's not working means what? They're going to fund it more and change the program. They're going to get rid of it.
Let's try chastity belts. Those are the only thing that are reliable. Now put a nice big bear trap on it, you know?
Oh, man. So Texas joins about a dozen other states that have evaluated their abstinence education programs. They're based on a 10-page questionnaire filled out anonymously by junior high and high school students, which, again, doesn't really say much for how accurate they are.
Right.
The study examined five programs, because I remember how I was in high school. What's this? An anonymous survey? Let's see, I'll just write down whatever I want to. The study examined five programs, more than 24 schools. To be funded abstinence education, programs cannot provide instruction in birth control, outside factual information about contraceptive methods, such as failure rates that are associated with the different methods, according to documentation from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Among other things, the law also dictates that an abstinence program must have, quote, as its exclusive purpose, teaching the social, psychological, and health gains to be realized by abstaining from sexual activity. These are the qualifications for a school to receive funding for these abstinence programs. The federal government is paying $4.5 million per year for a large study of several abstinence programs. Interim data that already was supposed to have been released remains unpublished. Why do you think that is? Why do you think they're not talking about the data?
Because it doesn't come out the way they want it.
Yeah, exactly right. 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. So the question to you, dear listeners, is if you're a teenager and someone tells you not to have sex, what are you going to do?
Probably the same thing when people tell them not to do drugs. Or
I think that if their parents tell them and their parents sit down and talk to them, it's going to have a much bigger effect than if, you know, Coach Bonehead goes out there and, you know, he's got, okay, here we got a couple of pictures and a model, and this is what we don't want you to do.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry, they just don't have respect for these teachers. These are half-semester classes. They don't know these people. They're having a lot more fun playing with their friends about what's going on than what's going on.
Exactly. 1-800, these are high school kids. They don't take this stuff seriously anyway. 800-259-9231. So it ends up just being a waste of our money. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi,
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind, personal, political, anything goes. And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Check out the live streaming that we've got there. If your radio station signal is not too hot, log on and tune in at freetalklive.com. But otherwise, if you can get us in your local area, definitely listen to your local station, support your local advertisers, and call them up and let them know that you really appreciate them running Free Talk Live. If your local stations don't run this show, then call them up and let them know you really want to hear Free Talk Live and you're tired of listening to whatever crap it is that they have on in our place right now. So, again, dial us up, though, at 800-259-9231 and bring up anything. We've been talking about America's puritanical ways, I guess you could say, and I mean, not all of America. There's certainly plenty of people who are in this country that don't mind a bit of pornography. In fact, it's a huge industry, a multi-billion dollar industry. Porn is just tremendous. And, of course, many of the consumers are so-called religious people that just don't want to admit that they're looking at pornography. I've seen time and time again, you know, these television exposés on priests and holy men that go to church every week that, you know, are crying about how they have an addiction to pornography, and they're just like any other guy.
Sure,
they like
just
to see
like any other guy, and then
naked.
They're not particularly bad. It's
right.
Just, you know, it's kind of the way it is.
It's just how we are.
You know, I think the abstinence programs would be even less effective if you had somebody like a priest in there teaching them about abstinence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, absolutely. Especially a Catholic priest.
Yeah.
So Let's take the sex issue over to a different country, Jason. You had something from Iraq.
I do.
Regards to sex.
Well, as it turns out, a former U.S. Army sergeant who worked as an Arabic interpreter at Guantanamo has written a book pulling back the veil on an astounding way that female interrogators use a toxic combination of sex and religion to try to break Muslim detainees at the U.S. prison camp.
What does that mean?
Well, the AP noted that, quote, some Guantanamo prisoners who have been released say they were tormented by prostitutes.
Whoa.
Apparently, these disturbing practices took place between at least 2002, December of 2002 and June 2003. And apparently, female military interrogators wanted to turn up the heat on a 21-year-old Saudi detainee who allegedly had taken flying lessons in Arizona before 9/11.
Okay.
Well, she decided to remove her uniform top, revealing a tight T-shirt.
Oh, my goodness.
She began belittling the prisoner, who was praying with his eyes closed, as she touched her breasts, rubbed them against the Saudi's back,
wow,
and commented on his apparent arousal.
Now, most guys would have, you know, left a tip after all that, but unfortunately...
Oh, yeah, that would be a very welcome form of persuasion here.
Unfortunately for this gentleman, he has a very devout religion and obviously follows it to a T. This was indeed a form of torture for him because his religion is you know, so anti-sex, I guess you could say. Like, I mean, the idea of seeing a woman naked or even semi-naked or with her shirt, a tight shirt, or seeing the female form is against the religion.
I don't know. Did the guy ask for his lawyer or not?
Well, how do we know that? I mean,
I don't give a damn. Did he ask for his lawyer or not? I don't feel like it's, I feel like any if he hasn't asked for his attorney, you know, they haven't done anything to this guy.
Manwich, remember where this is taking place?
This is Guantanamo. They've locked his ass.
No, this is in Arizona. You said
no.
From Arizona.
Yes, he had taken flying lessons in Arizona. This is actually this has been happening in Cuba, in Guantanamo. And
they locked his ass in a cell in Guantanamo. And
we all know.
Now, if they lock him up for a long period, you know, they lock him up and they don't give him a fair time in trial, I assume that you were talking about, you know, within, you know, something
well, now you
within
know.
Hours.
Yeah, now you know.
Right.
Now, this is probably after several weeks of
holding
interrogation.
Him without,
right.
Yeah.
Well, by the accounts of the whistleblower on this, he began to cry like a baby, adding that the interrogator's parting shot was, "Have a fun night in your cell without any water to clean yourself." The female civilian contractor kept her, quote, uniform, a thong and a miniskirt, on the back of the door of the interrogation room.
A thong?
Thong and a miniskirt.
I didn't realize. I thought she just took off her top.
Oh, no.
That's somebody else.
They're going all out.
This is kind of the same tactic that they used to abuse the prisoners at Abu Ghraib, was it?
That's right.
In Iraq, where they got them naked and had
violated
them touch
them.
Each other,
yes.
And that sort of thing. I mean, these are guys who, this is not what they do. This is something that is out of their realm.
Please. Touching each other. Arabs, homosexuality is rampant in Arab countries. Rampant.
Well, that may be the case, but...
They're doing nothing, dirty little sodomites all over the place over there.
Well, you don't know
all
little
of sodomites. Sound like Anton Scalia.
Hey, you're not making an excuse for torture, are you?
Making prisoners be naked in a pyramid, not torture.
Well, it's forcing them to do something that's against their beliefs. I mean, it's certainly
you know you don't have the ability.
Thing.
If you don't have enough staff to watch these guys, the fact is they can't move.
You should staff
while they're
in a pyramid.
While they're in a pyramid, they cannot move. They're effectively, they're effectively stuck in a pyramid.
If
you try to get away or escape or cause a problem or you know slip something you know behind your back or whatever, can't do it if you're naked in a pyramid.
I guess not.
That's a pretty long limb you're out on, man.
I don't feel like it's on a long limb at all.
Well, I mean, of course, if they hadn't been over there in the first place, they never would have been able to
not a problem.
Stack them in.
I agree they shouldn't be over there.
We shouldn't be there. Okay, good. And, yeah, all right, it's not as much of torture as beating the hell out of somebody, but nonetheless, it's kind of a mental torture. 800-259.
So is being locked in prison. It sucks.
Yeah, I agree with
it's
that.
It's terrible.
800-259-9231 is why we need to pull the hell out. All right, coming up next, child sex allegations from a religious sect. So sometimes religion and sex do mix in really nasty ways. This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up anything.
ahealthylifechoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AhealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AhealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours to move in boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great. And just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants. It's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe. It's natural. It's healthy. And it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. And you'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time with you. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You want to get something off your chest. You've got some sort of an agenda you want to push. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on the bulletin board system. We've got hundreds of users, thousands of posts for you to surf around through, and all kinds of different conversations from flame wars to intellectual banter. So be sure you check it out, again, online and free at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about religion and sex and the combination of the two, or how they tend to try to stay away from one another. But in this case, it definitely did combine in a very, very disturbing fashion.
Bad news.
And these are things that go on around this country that nobody ever talks about. And now and then some attention is brought to it. And then it just goes away for a while, and no one ever talks about it again.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Nearly two decades, and these people do their damnedest to stay out of sight. Nearly two decades after it officially renounced adult child sex in response to allegations of sexual misconduct, there are new questions about a Christian sect. This is from ABC News, by the way. A Christian sect founded in the late 1960s with thousands of members across the world. Earlier this month, Ricky Rodriguez, the one-time heir apparent to the family. That's the name of this Christian organization.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Stabbed to death his former nanny and then shot himself dead. This is the heir to, the head of the family, basically. He left a chilling videotape alleging the sexual abuse that he'd suffered as a child at the hands of members of the group, and he said it was too much to bear. On the tape, the 29-year-old can be seen assembling weapons. He says it's a need for revenge on the tape. He also says, what about the thousands of us who have been effed over, literally? Others from Rodriguez's generation of the group said they have suffered too. Celeste Jones, who left the group in 2001, said when she was 5 and 6, she was subject to sexual abuse, adults teaching me mainly to fondle them. That's a little disturbing, huh?
Oh, very much so.
This is a religious sect. Family spokeswoman Claire Borowick says while she's deeply saddened by the murder-suicide, the group was not responsible for Rodriguez's death.
Well, that's true.
I mean, he's responsible for the murder-slash-suicide.
Sure, sure.
She says, though, that she does not believe that he was a victim of sexual abuse. She says, quote, it wasn't really an issue of sex. There was a liberality, that's her pause, not mine, a liberality that existed in some homes, not most homes.
A liberal liberality.
That's what she says. Borowick also noted that the compound...
What do you suppose that's doublespeak for?
Touching
mean and
touching
each other? Hanky-panky.
Out-and-out sex with 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds, that kind of thing.
Yuck.
We live in a violent culture, she said. Rodriguez had fallen under the spell of forces opposed to her organization, she said, and the murder-suicide was intended as something that would bring down the family altogether. However, it's hard to refute that Rodriguez grew up in a sexually charged atmosphere. The group, founded as Children of God, promoted a strange brew of biblical philosophy and sexual freedom. Its charismatic leader, Moses David Berg, once said, quote, I practice what I preach, and I preach sex, boys and girls. This is the founder of this organization saying that. So definitely a religious group that keeps to themselves, they seclude themselves, and they probably have a lot of incest. They probably have a lot of sex. The official line is that it's been banned. There's no more of this activity going on. But according to the guy that killed himself, there's a hell of a lot of it going on. Now, who are you going to believe? The dude who killed himself? Or
the press agent?
The official PR group for this particular religion? Oh, no, none of that goes on anymore. Except everyone else who's left the group says it does.
Very interesting.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231.
If you're tired...